As we push a year into the pandemic with the more optimistic assessments looking at maybe returning to something we would all describe as normal in the fall, it is apparent we underestimated what COVID was going to do to the workplace. And those stopgap temporary work from home measures have become the new way the office operates. I myself today, I'm actually in the office because we set up, right as COVID hit, we set up a virtual conference center inside of our office. So there's a very handy, you know, aimable webcam. We've got soundproofing on the walls, et cetera. That's principally because I'd like the presentation to look good. And as mentioned earlier, I have a hearing later today. In walking around the office, it was staggering to me that I was the only person here. And there were plenty of unused desks, books, shelves, nice printer, a lot of materials that you need to run a law practice that were sitting idle. Where was all that work? Well, it's being done from home. Now, when we first started working from home, we quick grabbed things like webcams and laptops, but how much thought did we really put into the security of those arrangements? And that's the focus of the presentation, is to say, in all likelihood, if your organization is anything like any other organization I've encountered, you may have done some amount of working from home before, but the volume and frequency of it exploded once COVID-19 became a reality that was enduring. And it is possible that you have never actually taken a careful look at how that program is structured vis-a-vis the protection of information as it comes to your people. So that's what we're going to talk about. So if we go back to the presentation, if you see here, this is just a little bit of statistics. This is saying, you know, as of about May of last year, this was already true. These numbers haven't radically altered. 49 states had closed schools. Obviously, a lot of states have started trying to do openings to one degree or another, including Texas. You had about, that was affecting about 124,000 schools and about 55 million students. Prior to COVID-19, the estimate, which very wildly depend on what organization you listen to, was probably about 5 million people working from home 50% of the time or more. That was twice as common at larger organizations, and it tilted towards upper level positions. About 86% of people claimed that they were more active and productive, and turnover was reported to be lower, meaning there were some indications that work from home is a good idea. I don't have good numbers on what that number looks like post-COVID, but I am willing to wager it has gone up significantly. And you can anecdotally look around at the people that you're on the CLE with and think, yeah, they're probably at home right now, just based on their webcams. They're likely at home, not inside of an office. And so remote work has gone way up. What does that mean? Well, a lot of organizations, including nonprofit organizations, have information that they would dub important. Without getting into labels about whether it's proprietary or is it confidential information or is it a trade secret, I'm going to talk about what that standard is. They would at least say it is important. They would also say that they've taken some number of steps to protect it. So if you think about a physical workspace, like an actual physical workspace, first off, there's a chance that access to the facility is secured at one level or another. You have a control over who walks in and who walks out. Among every organization I've ever encountered, other than the most startup of startups, if nothing else, there's someone up front you have to talk to about why you're in the building. And maybe the side entrances are secured, maybe they're not, but most places are going to have you check in with somebody. Some places are going to require you to wear a badge. Some places are going to require you to have an RFID badge that can open the doors inside the building. Some places are going to require you to sign agreements before you step in the door. I've seen all levels of physical building security, but I have yet to encounter the organization that just let me wander in and tool around with no stated business or person to visit. Why does that matter? Because that is fundamentally untrue in an employee's home. You have employees working from home, you have no clue who is in their home. Is it their family members? Presumably. And you may or may not know who those people are. Is it people that are coming over to visit? Is it a technician? Is it someone who's paying a social call? Is it someone who's visiting the home for reasons that are unrelated to your business in its entirety, but nevertheless represent someone who is inside of the space where your information is stored and used? Yes. Depending on the information we're talking about, that may or may not be of concern to you. In other words, if they have to send a cable technician out to look at your internet connection that just went down for the third time or produced high latency interfering with your ability to participate in a Zoom call, the chance of that technician caring what the company's information is very, very low. On the other hand, if what your information consists of, which in my experience for a lot of nonprofit organizations, some of the most sensitive data is donor information, meaning who are the key supporters of the organization? Who are the people who are providing the monetary funding that is critical to the organization's success?